You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for December 18th. A few days ago, I stumbled across a really interesting thread on the Gallifrey Base forums, talking about the fact that, by all accounts, the 10th Doctor seems to have absolutely no interest in becoming the 11th Doctor. If you remember from Journey's End, he didn't want to regenerate. Why should he? It's interesting because we've never really seen prior Doctors react this way to oncoming death and regeneration. Not since Patrick Troughton, actually. His Doctor was about to be sentenced to a regeneration he did not want, and he resisted it mightily. But as for the others, they were either taken away from us too quickly for them to have much time for regrets, or they were resigned to their fates. For example, Peter Davison's Doctor, he had to save Perry's life. Everything else was immaterial. So what is it about the 10th Doctor that makes him really afraid of or really resistant to the idea that his number may be coming up? Because a certain way of looking at this is that the Doctor isn't really dying. He just keeps on going. In fact, I think he is dying. It's a death of personality. It's Christopher Eccleston telling Rose that he won't see Barcelona with her, at least not with this daft old face, or whatever the line was. Every Doctor has a very different personality and thinks a different way. The memories are all there, but the reactions, the relationships, they all get swept away. And for the 10th Doctor, who, as folks in the forums have pointed out, really likes who he is, and some would say, especially in Series 2, he was fairly full of himself, he doesn't know what he's going to be. He could be another guy wearing a really loud coat. He could be a mean guy. For all he knows, he could even wind up being the Valeyard. The 10th Doctor doesn't want to change. He fears not being the person that he is today. In short, he fears death in almost exactly the same way that you or I might. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for December 18th. I'll be back one more time before the Christmas holiday. In the meantime, please follow me on Twitter at @2MinuteTimeLord or on Facebook. Just do a search for 2-Minute Time Lord fan page and give my other episodes a shot either on iTunes or at 2MinuteTimeLord.com. That's T-W-O. Thanks for listening.